But this conference will.
It came up in a coaching call, so that's why I just, when I started thinking about following up on our system, I thought, well, let me lead in with this because maybe this will hit some of a home run ball for some of you. Maybe not, but it's. I think it's critical information for us to really be aware of and really be open to and understand, because as you coach other people, your people are only going to be as good as you can support them into being. In other words, we need to help direct them and drive them and get them on the right path so they're more effective in their prospecting efforts, because that's what we're about. We're about prospecting. We're about supporting people with better solutions for their lives. And one of the things that is a main cause or creator of objections and rejections in our life is that we tend to jump to solution too quickly when we work with people. And if you can look at some of your things and some of the relationships you've had with people, you probably can assess this yourself. But it's, you know, awareness of it, that we're getting to solution too fast. People don't move into solution mode at the drop of a dime. So when you watch that, you can see what triggers you to move into solution so quickly. Some of you are just so caught up in your own agenda that you fail to realize you're working with another breathing, living human being. And it's important that you acknowledge them for who they are, get to know them, love on them a little bit, and that will really support you in so many ways to get a result in their life. And the whole purpose here isn't about manipulation. It's totally about, hey, if I'm going to impact people's lives, how can I impact them and be most effective? Because you spend a lot of time and energy around interacting with people. So if I could just, you know, just by a few techniques help increase your effective rate, look at the difference it's going to make in your business and in your life overall, because this doesn't apply to Manatech. This applies to impacting the lives of your children, of your friends and relatives and acquaintances, about making a difference in the jobs you might be holding today. All those things. Important for us to become better listeners and better askers than we are tellers. And that's what we tend to do in network marketing. We tend to be overwhelmed people with telling. And how does it happen? It typically happens because they use a buzzword or they make a statement that you immediately want to jump on. Statements to be like, I wish I had more money. Oh, my gosh, do I have a way that I can show you how to make more money? We have this great new program called the Yes Program, blah, 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 and you're off to the races running. Or somebody says, my daughter has lupus, and you go, oh, my gosh, that's an autoimmune condition. Oh, let me talk to you about some nutrition products that could help support wellness. We're not going to talk about cure, heal, mitigate, but we hear words like that, you know, sickness or something, and we want to jump on it so fast we can, you know, you can hardly hold us. It's Katie Bold, bar the door. It's like you guys want to jump on that so quickly, and I want to tell you that you need to store that data. You need to put it in your brain, and you need to start functioning from that, because the minute you jump on a cue like that and you start offering solutions, that's usually what creates a person's rejection of you, coming up with objections, their indifference, because you sound like you're in the sales mode. You come across not really caring about the person, but more in total sales mode. Like you, and I know it seems logical to you that you want to solve their problem. They brought it up, so you want to jump on board, but it's all about timing. It's really clear when a person makes a statement, my daughter has lupus, or I wish I had more money, or we're looking at potentially filing bankruptcy, my husband just lost his job, all these triggering statements, it's clear they have a need. But the need they express, my husband lost his job, that's not a need, that's a fact. I wish I had more money, that's a fact. My daughter has lupus, that's a fact. And we try to take the fact and bring a solution to the fact, when the reality is that all you've heard from them is really what we call their outer logical need. Needing more money is an outer logical need. It's just a fact. And the problem is that facts on their own have very little power to internally inspire people to change. If they had power to inspire people to change, what do you think all these people would already be doing? People get stuck in their facts. They get caught up in their facts. So if you become a person that responds immediately to this logical fact that gets thrown out in a conversation, you're going to probably meet resistance 99 out of 100 times. So what do we need to do if we want to quit responding lickety-split to outer logical needs? We want to find what? The deeper emotional need. Because what really motivates someone is to change are the deeper emotional reasons that lie behind the factual statements. And it's those emotional needs that you must uncover and allow the other person to become immersed in. You want to find out more. You're playing Sherlock Holmes. You're just getting to know the person. So when somebody says things, let's talk about what that looks like. It's going to be about what? Asking questions. Now, some of you are familiar with this because you've been familiar with Michael Oliver and natural selling, and that's really where this comes from. This is really his kind of development, his kind of, you know, approach. But the important thing is that we leave it, we fail so many times because we read his books, we do the work, and then we jump out and we fail to apply it in our lives because we're so concerned about getting that next associate signed up and getting them started on the products right away, and instead of just loving on them and watching what happens as we love on them and support them and listen to them to hear what they have to say so we can really totally support them in a way that's most effective for them and most effective for you to get the results that you want to get. So what you want to do is you want to start asking questions of the other person because there are going to be questions that perhaps the other person would have asked themselves if they had known what to ask before getting stuck in their present situation. And what do those questions look like? It's questions like, How long has not having money been a problem for you? Or how long have you struggled with this? Or when somebody says, I need more money, you say, wow, what created this situation for you? And start asking them questions, not questions that are going to be intrusive and not making judgment about them, but you want them to be able to start responding because they haven't looked at it that way. They're looking at it in a totally different way, or they would have already solved their own problem. So it's like, let's get them to start looking at things differently and start, you know, looking at the depth of where the problem lies, what might have happened, what caused the problem, how long has not having money been a problem for you? What does not having the funds prevent you from doing or having? In other words, by not having money, how is that impacting your life today? What's that question? That's a needs, we call it needs development question, but it really is about getting them to feel it. You want them to get at a feeling level, not at a factual level. Not having money is a fact. Feeling not having money is where you want them to go. Because if they don't start feeling that pain with you right there, they're not going to be motivated or inspired for a solution. They're just going to be stuck in the fact. Is everybody following me on this? Does this make sense? Anyone have any questions about this? How would having more money make your life different? If I could help you to see how to restructure your debt so your cash flow would increase, how would your life be different? What if you had an additional $1,000 a month coming into your family's life? How would your life be different? See the kind of questions you can ask? But you're asking, you're getting them to get to a point of where they're what? They're feeling it. You want to get beyond the fact and get down to the emotional status. And then it's how important is it to you to get to that point? How committed are you to make that happen in your life? A lot of you people are working with people that have no commitment for anything. They're just drifting. You want to find somebody who says, I'm totally committed, Mary Jo. Great. Great. I get it that you're feeling pain. I get it that this was what you want your life to look like. I get it what a difference $1,000 would make in your life. But are you committed? Are you, you know, is it important enough to you to make that happen? Wow, these are great questions. And these are the questions that you're failing to ask because you're either embarrassed, or I heard somebody the other day tell me, well, Mary Jo, I that really gets intrusive. And I go, well, duh, intrusive. I want to be intrusive. If I'm not intrusive in somebody's life, then how am I supporting them? But I'm not intrusive by telling them what to do. I'm intrusive by asking them about them. I want them to recognize where the problem is, what it could mean for them, how does it feel, look different if they created something different, and then find out are they totally committed to making that happen. These are great, great questions. And then you get to have the thing. If you had that happen, if you had $1,000 and you did all those things that you said you wanted to do, how would that make you feel as a person? Now, by taking them through that series of questions, and they're all in your outline, people, so you can absorb them yourself. By taking somebody through that whole series of questions, what have I done? Somebody answer that question. What have I done? Where were they when they started? Where are they when they're done? Anyone want to answer that? Where were they when I started talking to them, and where are they when I'm done?
They are now where they were before, with simply unemotional, unmotivated, not a problem.
They were in despair. Would you say they're in despair?
Right.
Yes.
Hope.
And where are they when I get done with those five questions?
They have hope.
Yeah, there's the magic word. When you can bring hope into somebody's life.
And direction.
And direction. Well, they don't even know what the direction is yet, but they're waiting. Now, can you guys get this? They're chomping at the bit trying to figure out what you're going to do with them. But it's out of their emotions. You've inspired them. You've got them to start looking and feeling different and feeling like there is some other way and recognizing. But see, if they don't dig at these questions themselves, or they would already be inspired to do something different. They're staying stuck for a lot of reasons, but you have magical questions you can ask them. And, the questions aren't that magical. They're just kind of bare, basic questions. But it makes them start thinking and feeling of things that could be different. What could it be like? How could it be different? How important, how committed to you are you creating that in your life? See, these people, if they would have known better, they would have been able to ask those questions themselves, but they don't. They're stuck. And what you're doing is unsticking them. When you try to get them to, you think you're unsticking them by signing them up as an associate in Manatech. They're going to resist that 9 times out of 10 until you help them emotionally move from, I'm stuck, I don't have money, here's my facts, to emotional involvement, what life could be like for them, how they could change it, and how committed are they to making that change happen. Huge shift. Is everybody feeling this on the call, or am I the only one feeling this as I teach it?
I feel it.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Is this helpful for you? Do you see where this is left out in your presentation style sometimes, or your context style?
Oh, yes. Especially if you're an analyst.
Yeah, right, because you want to go right down to the bare bottoms. You want to I analyze your situation. This is what's best for you. And the people are looking at you like, excuse me? Like, I have 7 friends that are doing network marketing, and I don't want anything to do with it.
Because if you're a controller, you want the bottom line really quick.
Correct. So the idea here is that you don't want them to dismiss you before you even get an opportunity to present a plan that could totally alter their life. You have them in the right status. And it's incredible how this works, people. I can't overemphasize this. It's impossible because it's so clear and so clean, and it shifts people, and it gets them talking about themselves and what their life could be like, and all of a sudden they're starting to dream again, get a little bit of hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. That is what inspires them to listen to you and then look at your solution very seriously, because there's inspiration there now. They've tasted what it could mean, and that taste test that you put them through is allowing them to be inspired and directed and motivated to really take a serious look at what you have. So I wanted to go through that with you because I think that's an important concept that's a lot of times missing in how we go out and approach people. And until we get that down, I think you're going to be casting aside a lot of potential pearls out there, or the diamonds in the rough that we just we fail to help brush off the dirt. We fail to help, you know, help them see the better side. And when we fail to do that, we also probably lose them in terms of committing to a solution that could really work for them. Okay? Any questions about that by anyone? Somebody might say, well, what do you say about the person with lupus? And I ask the same questions. I go, oh, my gosh, when did you get the diagnosis? I start asking about it. I said, well, do you have a game plan? Have you guys decided what you're going to do about it? I mean, what's your approach to tackle this issue? You know, have you looked at all the alternatives out there? Have you really, you know, what? And do you understand what the condition is? Have you done some research around it? You know, and you just I go, oh my gosh, I know what it is. This is what it is. This is what it's all about. Da, 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 da. That's what we want to do because we have to be know-it-alls out there. For some reason, we think we have to be know-it-alls. When we can just ask people questions, see how much they do know, and then try to just say, well, let me give you a little bit of insight. I'd love to share it with you. Because, you know, what if nutrition could be a real solution for your daughter's health? And you're not saying it heal, cures, mitigate. What if nutrition could be a potential solution to help you and your family get back to a state of wellness that you really desire to be at? You open up the door. But again, you can't jump on lupus or you can't jump on rheumatoid arthritis and you can't run. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because you sound like the flimflam man. You haven't gotten to know the heart. You haven't gotten to know the feeling. You haven't gotten to know the sense of what it means to them. How much have they researched? What is it, you know, how is it impacting your daughter's life? You haven't gotten into what's going on for them regarding that and how it's robbing the quality of life. You want to get the emotional base going and then talk about, you know, a potential solution for bringing wellness into people's lives. And what's lacking, and let's talk about what a difference it would make. I mean, if you could find something where your daughter could have a better quality of life, is that something you'd be committed to? You know, things like that. It's just great stuff. Okay?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
How, this is great material. How can we get more of this? Do you have any resources you can point us to?
Well, I'll point it. One resource is Michael Oliver's book called Natural Selling.
Okay.
Michael Oliver is huge in this whole regard. He really believes that this is the way that we really, you know, can impact people's lives. And it's a process where he goes through, you know, the whole discovery routine, needs awareness, needs development, needs, you know, so he it's all about establishing and really understanding a person and their true need, their true emotional need. And getting into that emotional state. So Michael Oliver called Natural Selling. If you don't have that book, it's something you should consider getting and really delving into it. It's a very helpful approach. And it really is helpful for, you know, you to take forward to the people that you bring in on board as well. Because they get on board with you and they get so excited about ManTech and then they just go out and they just, you know, they annihilate people. They spew you know, lava all everybody. They're like wild volcanoes, you know. and that just freezes people. It doesn't get them to move forward or take action because, again, you're responding to facts instead of emotional states. You know, you want to get people emotionally involved. So that's the best source that I see out there for this kind of work. And he does it in a very effective way. So he also has websites and he has trainings and things like that, but start with the Natural Selling book, okay?
Mary Jo,
uh-huh.
Is this useful for only people that you just meet, or is there an application for this and going back to people that you spewed on or, you know,
oh,
whatever?
Oh, absolutely. I think you can go back to people that you've talked to in the past and just call. You could recontact some people and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to be in your area tomorrow. I'd love to take you out to lunch. And just see if you can't take them out to lunch or meet up with them somewhere. And just talk about life. And getting back and being very confident and just and comfortable and relaxed and just loving on them, you know, seeing how their life's going, what's happening for them, just, you know, getting into that discovery mode, you know. And then when you see a need, i.e., you know, my husband just lost his job, and you go, wow, and now you can start on that role. Don't say, I told you so, you should have gotten involved with ManTech. You could look at where you could have been. You know, And sometimes we're like that because we're too much in the parenting mode, which wasn't very effective. That mode doesn't work very well with kids either, but that's what we seem to have adopted in parenting. But what we want to do is we want to just find out, oh, my gosh, what? How did that happen? You know, how long has this been going on for you? What does it look like? I mean, what does it mean for you that this cash flow isn't around? Have you, and they talk about, oh, Mary Jo, you can't believe what it means that, you know, we've had to cut back on, go down to, from a two-car family to a one-car family, you know, we've had to reschedule a lot of the events in our lives, we've had to do, you know, and they go on, and they talk about this, and it's great, because they're getting emotionally involved. Now you're seeing the emotional involvement. And if you had an extra $1,000 a month of income, how would that impact your life? I mean, how could you see if things change? And don't let them give you a one-word answer. Allow them to elaborate. And if they don't elaborate, then you ask more questions to get them to elaborate. But clearly, if you lost some people in the past, you just go back and love on them. And you know, you never even have to bring the solution up in the conversation. Potentially, it can just be a love fest, and then you could follow up with a phone call later. If you don't feel it's appropriate or you don't feel the timing's right, don't do it. Just call them up later, and you could follow up with them or send them an email and say, you know, I've been praying about what we talked about at lunch the other day, and I just couldn't help but think that maybe I have something that might be a solution for you. I'd love to meet with you and your husband, and maybe we can talk through it, because I hate to see you go through the hardship you're going through. You know, stuff like that. So, yeah, you can contact people that have already, you know, said no to you, other people. I'm telling you, the word, always get this clear about network marketing, is the word no by somebody is just that they're not ready yet or not right now or whatever. They just, it's not really a no. It's they don't know enough. That's another way of looking at it. There are so many ways to tweak that, because even if you talk to some of the presidentials in Manitowoc, you're going to find out that they told somebody no maybe 5 to 10 times before they ever got involved with Manitowoc, and all of a sudden they're making $6,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month in Manitowoc. I mean, you know, they never would have gotten there if somebody wasn't persistent with it. So don't let somebody know or rejection of, it wasn't a view of the Manitowoc at, per se, be something that holds you back that says, I'm never going to approach them again, because they're always open. There are people getting in, people get into different places in life too. The same person that said no to you a year ago may not be in a job today and may be looking for a home-based business and wish they still had your card, but you still have their information. They don't have yours, so they don't know how to get back in touch with you. So, okay, so maybe they end up selling jewelry instead, which I wouldn't be my cup of tea, but, you know, I really want to contribute to people's health, and that's what's so huge about what we do. Not only do we market things, but we market something that has a significantly major impact on people's lives other than just monetarily. So, okay, any other questions? You guys are great. Grab onto it. Run with it. Make it happen for you. You know, incorporate it. That's the most important. You need to incorporate it, because what you're trying to do is inspire people. And I know one thing for a fact. When you are working with somebody and they are inspired to do something different in their lives, your enthusiasm level goes off the charts. There's a difference between night and day when you can help somebody reach a position or a point in their mental status that they are really inspired. And that's what your job is to do, is inspire them to want to make a difference in their life. And if you do that, you're going to have a lot more fun at the business as well. I like it when people keep calling me and saying, Mary Jo, I want to get my family started. Come on, when are you going to do this? It's funny. Sometimes I feel like, well, are they really committed? They're just trying to be nice to me. It's really, I mean, it's a game I sometimes play, because I really want to be sure. I had one person do this to me a couple weeks ago, and I kind of let it hang out there, and I said, okay, we'll talk about it, you know, and I kind of, you know, and it's so unlike me. In the past, I never would have done this, but I really do take this approach in a really incredible way. And then I finally sat down and met with him and got him started on the products, and he called me back, and he said, Mary Jo, I want to change the credit card because my mother-in-law wants to do this. She wants to help support our family, and I told her about what we wanted, and all he did was buy the Oseline originally, and now he wants a $300 a month order. His mother-in-law is going to pay for it, and they're going to take it the rest of their lives. He says, I don't look at this as short-term, Mary Jo. I look at this as taking the rest of our lives. And I go, you've got it. I mean, it was so beautiful. He came to all these I didn't have to tell him these conclusions. But it was because I wasn't pushing on him. I was allowing him to feel it, see it. I was throwing little things out just to open up his heart and mind to it. And he got totally inspired because he has two little children, and he sees, I want my kids to have a great future, and I want to be healthier, right? So, okay. So anyway, so that's that. Now, if we're done, anyone have any last-minute questions about that? Otherwise, we'll move forward and talk more systems. You guys can't wait. You're going, systems? Oh, all right. Systems. We're system challenged today. All right. Last week, we talked about the new Manatech system. We talked about the four, what? The four basics and how we spend time and energy around really mastering those four basics. I had a conversation today about somebody that said, well, Mary Jo, she really can't get started in the business until after the first of the year, maybe, so what do you think I should do? And I said, well, let's get her to start, what, mastering the four basics. You know, let's sit down and talk about the names list. Let's help her talk about how to contact people and maybe start, you know, get her to read some MJ Durkin, get her to understand some of the things that we do, and maybe teach her what we talked about today about contact. How we make sure that we don't stick to the factual need, we find the emotional need. You know, so you want to master those four basics. Those are critical for all of us to work on. And I'm going to tell you that I look at myself today and I still am not a master of the four basics. I still work on myself. I will work on myself till the day I die. And that's a beautiful thing about this lifetime, that we really have an opportunity to continue to grow and be green and growing until the day we leave Earth. But it's a neat thing. It's kind of it's fun to look at all the different ways of doing this and growing and developing better ways of contacting, better ways of inviting, better ways of presentation styles, everything, because we can always become better. We can always tweak what we have and get better at it, and that's the goal. It's constantly tweaking it. So master the four basics. Of course, we have the eight core activities that we have, that we really, and that's more of a monthly program. Everybody got that clear? Your four basics are every day. Those things you want to make, you are put a star by the four basics and just go, well, that's what you want to be conquering. You want to consistently work on being the best you can be in those four basics. The eight core activities is something you check on a monthly basis. In fact, there's a neat chart. We talked about the forms on the map, and hopefully all of you have been to that website now, the Momentum Action Plan website, which is http://map.manatech.com, and you can where you can get all the forms, and you get the great trainings there too, and PowerPoint presentations. But what you want to do is you want to make sure you get the form, and the form is what? The form that we're using for that is the eight daily is on a monthly, you have a monthly tracker sheet, so you have one for each month. You have associate and date, and just check if completed, if you did all these things on that monthly basis. So that's the eight core, just to keep focus that you're keeping those things in your life. Because what happens to us is we get busy and we start doing other things and we fall off track. My favorite form, however, is the what? The daily dozen tracking sheet. I love that form. And you can do it based on the day of the month, or you can do it based on in the business period. I don't care how you want to do that form, because some people say, well, Mary Jo, it confuses me because the dates up here, they correspond to the first day of a business period. That always doesn't always correspond to the first day of a month, just like today. Today could be the 29th. Well, if you started on the first day of this business period was actually the 27th, Saturday. Today's the 30th. Was actually the 28th, so 28th, 29th, 30th. We already have 3 days. But you can choose however way you want to do it. You can either do it the first day of the business period, or you can do it first day of the month. I don't really care how you choose to do it. It's just do it. You got it? It's about doing it. And as I told you guys, everybody I coach with today, they send this in to me every Sunday night now. I work off of the map, the Momentum Action Plan. I want them to tick mark to tell me what they're doing, and it gives me a great indication of where their shortcoming is. What are they not doing enough of in their life? And it's causing them to do more things that they wouldn't otherwise have done. And that's the idea. if I can use a form to trigger people to be more inspired and more dedicated to doing the things that are going to take to grow their business, then I want to use that form. And that's what the Daily Dozen tracking sheet does. So make sure that you're using that and using it with new people. Kick them off. So we have the 8 core activities on a monthly basis. We have the Daily Dozen tracking sheet. Manitek also has given you a form called the 90-day planning calendar, and you can use that or you can use your own calendar system. I have my own calendar system. I use Stephen Covey or Franklin Covey system that I use on the computer. Whatever works for you, but you have to have a calendar. You cannot live this life without a calendar, or you're choosing to live life by chance and circumstance instead of choice and commitment. One of my favorite sayings. And my saying goes like this: choose life. Choose to live your life by choice and commitment versus chance and circumstance. A daily calendar is your map, your action plan. It's what steps you're going to take. What am I going to accomplish? How do I fill this in? And you can have it. It's constantly in flux because you're making changes every day. You might have an appointment today I didn't know about yesterday. I have an appointment Wednesday that I set up today. It's just something that you keep in action. So always have a calendar system that you're using. The map, the monthly coaching and active upline sheet is great because when you start somebody brand new, it gives them an idea of how to grow their organization. You have 4 legs, although I rather do 2 legs. I don't like people to get the idea of 4, but 2, get 2, get 2. That's how I like to grow my business. Manitek has a dynamic partnership action plan telling you to build kind of straight down 5 levels to help support somebody. I like to build 2, get 2, and I just expect people to do the same thing. I just say go out there, and because if they're going to grow and actually go anywhere, they're going to have to add more people themselves. That's never enough. But I always believe in helping people build their team bonuses because I know the statistics show that less than 3% of our people in Manitek ever sign up 3 people. So that would mean that less than 3% of people would ever get a team bonus. And I want everybody getting a team bonus. I had a gal, well, I still do have a gal in my organization. She got on board and she got so caught up in this team bonus thing that that's all she did. She just built teams and teams and teams, and her whole goal was to get everybody their products for free, to get their $100 a month. That was her whole goal. And she built an organization all the way to 57,000. And she was that close to presidential. I said, well, why don't you? And she goes, it doesn't matter to me. It was never about money for her. It was always about how do I support other people to get on these products and stay on the products. It was a beautiful statement about what this meant to her. And she just used that team bonus concept over and over and over again. We talked last week a little bit about mastering the 4 core basics and the form that they have, the team development progress sheet that Manitek has on mastering the 4 basics. And Susan had a good question I didn't know the answer to, but we got that right away, so thank you for contributing. But it's the team development progress sheet, which is about mastering those 4 core basics. You want to make sure that people watch you do it. W stands for watch. D stands for do it. So you watch people do it for a while, then you do it yourself, and then you can start training on it. And you want to make sure that you do this with each of your new people. Have them watch you do it, then have them do it themselves, and then they can start training others. So you can tick mark to make sure your people are developing as you bring them on board. All right, and that kind of runs through the forms that Manitek has. Let me add a couple other forms that I like to use, and I gave them to you as part of the handout last week. I think that first and foremost to this entire system is that you want to make sure that you get people's vision, their personal vision, right, and then setting goals. So you want to have some forms around that so that you have those set up front. What's your personal vision? And we have a personal vision form, and then goal setting. And, of course, you know that for the next 4 weeks of December, I'm going to be working on goal setting. So all of you will be heavily entrenched in goal setting for 2010 if you participate in my Monday calls for the next month. I always spend December dedicated to one thing, and that's goal setting. And it's really a program about evaluating where you've been, what you've done, what are you going to do different, what is your business going to look like, how am I going to approach this business differently. And we'll go through steps this time. I really want to incorporate a lot of Michael Oliver's stuff as well, and what am I doing and what am I not doing, and how am I going to do it differently. So it might not just be action steps, but it's also how I'm doing it. So start looking at how am I approaching people? How am I contacting people? What am I saying in my presentation? What is my style? How am I going to shift that style? Because truly, our whole goal isn't to be the greatest we can be in Manatech. It's the whole goal. If you want to be a great Manatech associate, start with being a great person first. And that's what we're going to work on, is some more, what are my needs in my own personal development that need to occur for me to ever be that great Manatech associate? So we're going to talk about that in goal setting. But goal setting is a big part of it, too. So vision and goal setting should be first and foremost, and then you get into Manatech's forms that you use. I'm doing this as I go through this with people. I'm having my new people today, and I've never done this before. It could be something some of you have been doing for years. You know, people get very deflected, and they take their paperwork, and they start putting it in 12 different. I'm getting all my new people on board, and I'm getting them to get a one-inch binder. It's going to be their Manatech binder, and I want them to three-hole punch all of these forms so they have an exact place where they put them. And you can get divider sheets in there. You can have divider sheets for each one of the forms. Like, they're going to have, what, on a monthly basis, they're going to have a whole other new form every single month that is their 8 core activities monthly tracking sheet, right? And they're also going to have daily dozen tracking sheets. So on a monthly basis, so you're going to have over a 12-month period, they're going to get 12 sheets of each of those. So you can have little tabs where they collect each of those sheets with the month at the top of it. So I'm getting people to do that so that they have one consistent place to look for all their paperwork so they're not, you know, crazy disorganized. I'm trying to help them stay organized as well. And in that same 3-ring binder, I want them to put what? Well, let's go back to the 4 core basics. Number one core basic is make a list. So I want them to keep a copy of their list in there of the people that they're contacting and you know, what happens to those people. So it's a contact list with where we are on it and all those kind of things so they can keep up to date on that. So using a 3-ring binder might be a very effective tool for many of you. I know we're trying to become a paperless society, but a lot of people still want to use paper. It works best for them, especially if they have it all in one location. That's what's critical for you guys, is to make sure if you're going to use this system that you help people stay organized with it so it's all in one location. They're not all over the place. Very critical, especially for your promoter types, which you tend to find a lot of in this industry. But your analysts probably have 7 different colored pens and 4 different notebooks with different colors. That'll keep them on top of what they're doing. But your promoters are the ones that you're going to lose quickly if you don't help them get organized with their paperwork. Okay, so that's kind of some of the things I wanted to talk about today. How many of you guys, anyone, let's talk about questions. Let's just open the last 15 minutes up for questions, answers about working with the system. How many people have started using it? What are your concerns or questions about it?
Hey, Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
This is Kim Wiseman. I have a technical question.
Okay, I'll try to answer.
While ago, you had a gentleman that was going to start with Oh So Lean,
uh-huh.
And then he decided instead to do a $300 monthly order.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I ask if you registered him as preferred associate or if you encouraged him to upgrade?
He started on Oh So Lean. I told him the two options he had to start his first pack. This was before he got his mother-in-law involved to pay for it, and he said he wanted to start with just so he started on Oh So Lean. And he made a comment to me. He said, well, Mary Jo, what about this Ambertose you talked to me about? I said, well, you've got to decide where you want to do. You could do the whole thing right now, but if you're really intent on losing weight and that's your number one target and to get your kids the Phyto Burst and the Mana Bears, I said, that alone is going to cost you about $150 a month
right. Just
for that. So why don't we tackle the weight first, and then after we get done with that, then we'll get you on the optimal support packs. And I showed him what the optimal support packs were for himself and his wife. And that's when he came back to me like a couple days later and he told me his whole plan. He says, well, Mary Jo, I did the calculation. It just looks like it's going to cost us about $300 a month, so I'm going to get – and that's what he's doing. So he's tackling his Oceline first and then he's getting in the optimal support. I suspect that he will probably – because his mother-in-law is paying for it now, that he'll probably get that $300 order started faster than later. But I just was trying to be sensitive to his economic issues right up front rather than trying to overload him up front. And I do that a lot of times with people with weight issues. And, you know, they can't do both, so I start them, let's tackle the weight first, And by the way, I've already gotten emails. He's only been on the OS Lane for a week, and I already got emails back that he's lost the first pound that he's lost in 10 years. He never could lose weight, and he just kept gaining. So he's so ecstatic. And I then of course my response was, it isn't about losing pounds, it's about inches. You know, so we keep on that tab as well. So but does that help you in terms of, it's just how you transition. You can't get somebody started. It's very hard to get people started on $300 right out of the box. But when they start recognizing and realizing what you have, and they'll build their own program for them.
Is he now a preferred associate, or did he upgrade?
Still a preferred associate.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And that's okay. I mean, I can upgrade him anytime I want to. If I want more products, I can bring him in. On his first, if he converts to that $300 a month, that's probably when I'll upgrade him.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Makes some sense? Yeah, because I don't need that right away. I think the All-Star Pack is easy to sell today, but because it's only $4.99, and it's so incredible that you can get a free box of the Optimal Support Packs. That's the best deal, by the way. Everybody needs to know that. It's not, you don't get $65 of free products. You get $116 worth of free products. I just think that's why it's the best way to go. But it doesn't matter to me if I get them in at that level right up front, or maybe it takes, 30 days that we make the shift. But we'll eventually get them there one way or another, right?
Right.
And I may just upgrade them myself. I mean, if I needed more product for my family for some reason, I make more money by upgrading them into an All-Star and getting a free Optimal Support Pack than I do by buying 5 automatic orders in 5 people's names.
Right. Yeah, because sometimes I wonder about, okay, well, we're going to upgrade to $4.99, and we're going to, then we'll change your order to $300 later. It's confusing. So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
It can be confusing, and that's why you want to try to not make it too confusing for people. I mean, I have some people that start off with the All-Star Pack, and 2 months later, then they get on automatic order for their big order because they go through their products. I really love automatic orders. Your business isn't going to grow based on All-Star Packs. It's only going to grow based on automatic orders. So make sure the focus that you have is correct. The bonuses pay out on the All-Star Packs. The business grows based on automatic orders.
Okay.
Okay? So if this person's truly just a consumer, then maybe you just keep them at the 99 level and just love on that automatic order. But if they're going to be a business builder in some way, shape, or form, then it's really clear to me that they need to be an All-Star.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jo, as far as signing up someone that just wants to do PhytoBurst, do you have a particular way that you do that?
$39.
And are they listed in the $39 list?
I'm not sure, but I haven't done it yet, but that's where I would do it.
Okay, because I didn't think they were listed, but I'll look at it.
They haven't listed them yet? Well, they ought to list them there. It's the same problem we had with PhytoMatrix when they came out with that product. We didn't have a pack to sell people on, but you need to do that. It's just if they don't have it there, I can tell you what I've done with a couple people that wanted to order them. I didn't sign them up, and maybe that's why Lydia didn't let me do it. But all we did was we put an automatic order in somebody else's name in our downline.
Okay, and then just ship them to them.
And just ship them to them. You can use somebody else's credit card, a different ship to it, and just put an automatic order in one of the spots in our organization. And that's a great way to do it until Manatech. But I would still, Deborah, if you're going to do that, I would still get them to fill out an application form.
Okay, that way they'll be ready to put them in whenever we get it available.
Exactly, and I can put them in whenever I want to.
Okay.
I mean, let's say I want to get, an Optimal Sport Pack. Instead of putting them in an automatic order, I'll just sign them up as a new associate. Because it's cheaper for me to do it that way. I have on my cork board in my office, like right now, 3 application forms from people that never came in, that wanted to get them started, and they might have bought a product here or there. But I always have them fill out an application form, so I always have new associates ready to pop in.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. Thanks.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Mary Jo, if you do choose to upgrade somebody because your family needs additional product, what happens a year later when they get their renewal letter?
Doesn't matter. They don't have to renew. Their choice.
I mean, do you tell them, I went ahead and registered or I upgraded you Because I needed extra product for whatever.
I don't typically put people on notice for that because I do it so frequently. If they get a notice, I have never had a problem with this. If somebody gets a notice and they call me and say, Rachel, I just got this. I say, you know why? Here's where you got that notice. Because when you first got started on the products, I wasn't sure whether, you know, remember I talked about the $4.99 pack? You didn't want to do it, but I did it for you as a gift in case you ever wanted to do the business because I knew it would benefit you. And they'll go, oh, my gosh, thank you. I didn't even know you did that. And I go, great.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, thank you.
And they love you because all you did was something great for them, right? You contributed to them in a huge way. And so that's just part of your contribution to people. You're making a big contribution to them. Most people
perfect.
Don't look at it as ever taking from them or any way, shape, or way. It's always about giving to them because you just help qualify them for the maximum amount of compensation under the comp plan. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You bet. Any other questions? You guys are great. You're really asking a lot of questions about the system. I'm just kidding. I'll answer any questions you have. I want to, whatever, however I can help you.
Mary Jo, those few people that you have signed up that you haven't turned in, what will you do? Wait until we get into a new incentive and sign them up? Yeah.
I don't do it for incentive purposes. I do it like, let's say somebody in my church heard about a friend at church that had extreme allergies and she heard that she got on Manacea. So they wanted to buy a bottle of Manacea from me. What I have them do, I don't sell a bottle of Manacea to somebody without having them fill out an application form. Do you follow me? So they fill out the application form and I sell them a bottle of Manacea. So they pay me a check for the Manacea. They don't put a credit card on the application form because they're not signing up. They're just getting a bottle of Manacea from me. But I carry with me now a completed application form that if, in fact, I wanted to put them in somewhere, I could put my credit card on it and bring them in as an associate at some future date. And then if they came back to me and said, you know what, I love this Manacea. I'd like to get 2 bottles a month. Can I get that? And I go, sure. I'll have it shipped directly to you. Well, then I'll bring them in as an associate, and I will get the optimal support pack or whatever I choose to buy for their sign-up, and I will put an automatic order in to them in their new position of 2 bottles of Manacea. Follow me?
Okay.
Okay.
I thought it might help the incentive, too, though, later down the road.
There's no question you can play. And there was, I won't mention names, but I know there was a gal here locally in the Dallas area that used to collect like 20 application forms in the month of December because she knew the incentive was starting in or something. You know, I mean, that's just the way she did it. I don't play that game because I'll tell you why I don't play the game, because I think it kind of supports the scarcity mentality. Like somehow come January there will be a shortage of people for me to sign up and I won't be able to win the incentive unless I do that. You get it? And I just go, man, I don't want to feed a scarcity mentality. I really, truly come from abundance in every way, shape, or form possible. So my attitude is there's a zillion people out there. And if I start feeding my scarcity side, which all of us have, okay, somewhere down deep, some of us have really overcome a major part of it, if not majority of it. But you don't ever want to start feeding that scarcity side because that just, I'm going to tell you, it's going to really quash your life. You always want to really fully believe the abundance of what's out there for you because it's true. Don't get caught up in scare. Does that make sense to you?
Thank you.
You bet.
When does the incentive start, the first of the year?
My projection is that it's going to kick off the, let's just talk about what they did last year. Last year they announced the incentive in January at the presidential boot camp. My suspicion is that they'll probably do the same thing this year, and then it'll kick off business period 2, but you'll get a lot of credit for anyone you enroll or get started in business period 1. So they'll backdate it a month. That's my suspicion. So if you, in fact, here's an example. Let's say I had somebody I was going to sign up at the end of December. Would I, if I were going to sign them up either on a Friday or a Saturday, you know, to get them into business period 1, I can wait 24 hours or 2 days to get their application in. I don't have a problem doing that, because it's better for them too. Under all of our compensation plan, they have 3 full business periods after they sign up. Well, if I sign them up on the 2 days before a business period's over, they only get 3 months plus 2 days. Where if I sign them up on the first day of the next business period, they're going to get 4 business periods. to get their power fast start bonuses, right? Everybody get that? Manitech gives you the entire period you signed up in plus 3 additional business periods. So, another reason why you'd wait till the first day of a business period. But my, and I don't know anything about the incentive plan. I don't even know what they have planned. I can't give you any feedback on that. If anyone on the call knows, they can contribute. Any other questions?
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm back to FidaBurst. I'm wondering, how do we handle the guarantee if we're not, if they aren't registered as an associate?
I don't give them a guarantee.
You don't? When you talk to Kale?
When somebody wants to buy a bottle of Manistee or some FidaBurst from me, I'll just sell it to them direct. I don't even mention. The only people I really talk to about the guarantee, personally, are the people that do the All-Star Pack. That's the only group.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't even talk to
it,
my little consumers who come out with who buy 99, I'm not worried about the guarantee with those. No, that's just my preference. That's not, you know, I'm just telling you how I do my business.
Mm-hmm.
I use the 100% money back guarantee only where I feel like it could make a difference for somebody making a decision to get started.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, because if they're going to get started anyway, why do they need the 100% money-back guarantee? Nope.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they may not be committed.
Right.
They may not be committed, too, with just one purchase.
Yeah. And you want to hear a technique you can use with that? Here you go. When you're talking to somebody and you've done the presentation and you could see them hemming and hawing about it, and you go and say, is there something holding you back? Is there something, you know, I sense, because I always ask the question, because you're ready for them. You just want to know what's the problem. I mean, where, you know, is there something I didn't answer for you? Is there something holding you back? If they talk to you and they say, well, you know, I've tried so many things and I just can't see myself trying one more thing. I guess I've run out of hope, and I understand yours is different, but I just can't see. And then this is what I say, okay? Being a lawyer, I understand the words entrapment, okay? So I would say to them this. I would say, well, let me ask you a question. If you could take these products for 6 months, and if they didn't create the result that you're hoping that they create for you, you could get 100% of your money back. Would you do it then? And they'll look at me and go, oh, of course I would do it then, Mary Jo, because it's no risk. I go, okay, get the paperwork out.
Wow.
See,
like
when
that.
You offer up the money-back guarantee, that just sounds like you're really hard-selling them. Instead of making it something that comes out of the conversation as a last resort thing. And I set them up so that they can't say no then, because if you can, it's called entrapment, kind of. It's not really legal entrapment, but people laugh at me. They go, only a lawyer would come up with that. But it's really not. It's just really giving them a proposal of, if you could do this, would you then say yes? And if they say yes to that, then I have them closed.
Uh-huh.
Because it's something that we have. I haven't presented it yet because I didn't need to. They were on the path of signing up and getting started on the products. But if it's something I need to throw out there, then I'll throw it out there. Okay?
Great. Thank you. That's
you
excellent.
Yeah, there you go. Now watch how many people you sign up. Now you're not wasting the 100% money-back guarantee, but you're making it really work for you, that it'll help you close people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone, I think that's it. It's 11 o'clock. Thanks for all the good questions. Let me just highlight, don't forget now we enter into December, we're going to really go after goal setting. So for those of you who don't like to goal set and you're against it, be on the calls. That's all I can tell you. Every single great book on the face of the earth that talks about, you know, Think and Grow Rich, all the how people got successful, every single one of them that I've ever read always talks about goal setting and always talks about putting it in writing. It's
Mary Jo, do you know when the FidaBursts are going to be available again?
Available again? Are they?
They're on back order.
Are they really? I didn't even know
yep.
that. I bought so many, probably because I bought too many. on back order? I don't know. I will. You know what? Let me get Lydia on that, and we'll send an email out to all of you. How's that? We'll give
okay.
You, okay? Uh-huh. All right. We'll give you the best idea of management I can anyway.
Okay.
But don't forget to be on the calls over December, because I really want to support you guys, and we'll have. Well, I'm going to plan on trying to have more of these open question periods at the end of each of my calls to allow people to, if there's anything lingering, that we can get those questions in, especially around the goal setting stuff. Okay,
Mary Jo.
Yeah,
I got some PhytoBurst in the other day that had originally been back ordered a week or so before.
Mm.
Yeah, but this is just new orders that were put in on Friday. They say back ordered.
Oh, okay. So how fast? I know they're making them really fast. My suspicion would probably be a week or so, but I'll find out. We'll find out.
Mary Jo, this is Ginny. I am online right now, and it doesn't say back ordered.
Okay, there's your release. Ah.
I'm
okay.
Well, I mean, it's on the ones, you know, where you're waiting on your waiting to see what your order is, when they're going to ship, where it says processed or whatever. When you ordered 3 PhytoBursts, it says back ordered.
Oh.
Ah.
Ooh. Well, I'll contact Manatech and I'll send an email out to you guys. I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right.
Mary Jo,
yeah?
How long are they going to be giving the little tins away?
I don't know that either. You want me to find that information? Because you better
get it. That would be nice.
Yeah, I know. Watch out for those tins, by the way. Do you guys, you know, I got them all over the house, and then when you put them down, they have all that sticky stuff on the back.
Right.
I ripped up more sheets of it. You can't. It's like cement. It's like you can't get it detached. I put it down on a survey, and it ripped a hole right in the middle of this real estate survey. I was laughing. I thought, oh my gosh, these things. Yeah.
This is Evangelina. I got a solution for that.
Okay.
I just cut a strip of white paper that's skinny enough to cover it and wide enough to, you know, not have any more stickiness, and just put it on there and told them that I didn't want to rip out the information on the back.
There you go.
Put the wax paper and it just sticks and stays on there and doesn't bother
your fingers. You know, and you know what I learned to do? Yeah, great solution. Mine is I use a piece of Scotch tape.
Okay.
I just put a piece of Scotch.
That's
yeah,
better.
I just put a key. Yeah, so I can, because you want to be able to read the information as well. Great. All right, you guys, great call. Love you all, and have a great week, and we'll be back next Monday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.